This is a new perspective. So just to demonstrate how revolutionary, how original and unique of Tzaddik's thought pattern, his ways of approaching Torah, the story that I think Rav Haber told maybe several times here in the Yeshiva, that once was at Rav Shah, the late Tzaddik the Brocho, and had a sefer of Rav Tzaddik in his hand. Rav Shah asked him what sefer he had. He told him Rav Tzaddik. Tzaddik's form were not well known, even today are not well known, but all the more so in the times of Rav Shah, when he was younger and even in his later years, were not well spread out at all. So he started telling him over some of what Rav Tzaddik was saying. Rav Shah stopped him in the middle and started crying. He says, "I don't have the strength anymore." Very, very, very old, in his late 90s. He says, "I don't have the strength anymore for new ways." Rav Shach had a good mind, had a good head, even when he was very, very, very old. But Star Reese, he could hear from the way that Rav Tzaddik was being explained, that Rav Tzaddik was, Rabbi Haber was saying over, that this is a completely new derech in Machshava that he hadn't been exposed to. And he said, he's going to have to revolutionize and rethink everything over from the beginning, how Rav Tzaddik is trying to, because he says, "I don't have the cost for it anymore." That's just a demonstration of the unique approach of Rav Tzaddik. Starts with the pasuk, the beginning of the parasha of Vayom of Hashem el Avraham, Lech lecho ma'atzcho, mulatcho, beisavicha el oros asharech. So Chaim asked me right after davening, right before davening, why did Hashem happen to tell him to leave all those places he already left? He already, Terach moved, they all moved to Choron previous to that. He was gone already. That is a good question, Chaim. And I found Rav Tzaddik brings that the Zohar Kodesh asked the question. He's already left, he's gone already. I said in the Pasuk, right before that. Say in the previous parasha. Vayikach Avraham ben Achor Elohim Noshim Shem Eshet Avraham, etc. Vayikach Teres Avraham ben Eves Loi ben Horon ben Roi Veitzorai Kalasai Eshet Avraham ben Roi Veitzu Yitom Yul Kaasim Lelechet Ad Kanaan Veyavu Ad Horon Veyesh Vishon. Already gone? We're in the least Horon. But why does it say Lech Lecho? Another question, why does it say Lech Lecho? Me'arzucho, go out from your land. It should say, if it wants them to go out from the land, they say Me'arzucho. Go out, it's say. Mm-hmm. Right, in Lashon HaKodesh, maybe in English it's the same word, but in Lashon HaKodesh not the same word. If you want to tell somebody to leave a place, you don't say Lech, you say say. But it says Tzei Lecho Me'arzucho. So Zohar HaKodesh, Tzaddik brings from Zohar HaKodesh that seems the Zohar HaKodesh wants to say that the Lech Lecho, Na'atzcho, Malatzcho, Beis Avicho is still relating to when he left Aram Naharaim. But you can leave a place, but there's another thing to go from the place. Now that you've left physically, you have another journey to take. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Lech lecho laskeno gamoch laskeno dargadi loch." Go to arrange to establish your own self, to establish your madrega. That's why you should go. What does it mean to go establish yourself? Lech lecho ma'atcho. Go lech lecho. Go for yourself. Lech lecho. He's not talking about the Zohar Kodesh thing. He's not talking when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Lech lecho, go." He's not talking about leave the place. Then it would have Taka said, "Say." That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. First of all, I didn't need to tell him to go because he already left. Secondly, if it was be talking about him leaving, it would have said, "Say." So it didn't say that. It said lech lecha. Go means to arrive somewhere, to make a journey to somewhere. Lech, where should he go? Lecha, to yourself. The Zohar Kodesh says, where is he going to? Lech gamech. He's going to himself. La'askana gamech. To establish himself, that's where he's going. That was what Hashem was telling him. Go establish your madrega. Go establish yourself. What do you have to tell them? Says Reb Tzodek, in the Zohar, he was telling him, lo lefachet mizeh sha'adrabah mizeh atmo yukol leilech ulagil madrega. He shouldn't be worried about the fact that his father was Terach and his mother was Mama Terach and he was the top, you know, idols are us, he was the top idol maker in the world. I think, who am I? You know, everybody associates me with idol worship. His father was the most high profile idol maker in the world. A.B., my son.
A.B.
So if you imagine on the idol store outside of Terach Saxus, it's idols, Terach and Abe.
Oh, man.
Terach and Sons. Terach and Sons, Inc.
Oh.
Idol, you know, whatever idol you want, you can get there. So he's worried. Avraham Avinu was mefache. He was afraid. And perhaps because he was born to Terach, and he himself did Avodah Zarah, and he was in a place that was surrounded with Avodah Zarah, so he was afraid he wouldn't ever be able to bring himself to Shleimus. Hashem told him, Lo yifachad mezeh, not to be afraid of it. Adam, he says, mezeh atmo yukol leilechu lagim lamadregosim. From that itself, you can come to your madrega. In other words, when it says, lech lecha, go to yourself, go establish yourself, go to establish your real Shleimus, how am I going to do that? From my father's Terach, my mother's Mama Terach, house is full of Avodah Zarah, the whole country is full of Avodah Zarah, how is a nice, you know, nice fellow like myself going to make it in Avodah Hashem? How am I going to establish myself in Avodah Hashem with such a background, with such roots? He says, Lev Lecha, Mi Atzucha. How are you going to go to yourself? How are you going to establish yourself? How are you going to be mashing yourself? You know how? Mi Atzucha. Mi Moi Latzucha. Mi Beisabicha. From the place you came from your land, from your home, from your birthplace, that is the way you're going to reach your Shleimus. That's already, you hear a Rayon Niflo of Reb Tzodek, that a person, how he should look at his roots,
wow,
even if he doesn't come from the most illustrious rabbinical roots, right? So you can say, alright, I'm, you know, a disadvantage. We look at ourselves, Chas V'Sholom, like a cripple. Yeah, alright, we're doing okay, one leg instead of two. We go to the, what do you call that, the disabled, the Olympics, they have the Olympics,
special Olympics.
We go to the special Torah issue. Why? Because we got one hand tied behind our back, we got one leg with shackles on it, we have, you know, so the lech lecho meyaz lecho, your madrega is going to be established dafka because you came from Terach. That's because you are over the void of Zohar. That's how you're going to do it. That's a Chiddush Gadol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling.
Wow.
That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu. Lech lecho me'atzucha. He didn't have to tell him to leave. He left already. He was gone. He was addressing Avraham's insecurity. He was addressing Avraham's hesitation, his doubts about himself, that it's impossible. Not impossible. Adrava. That's the way it's going to happen. Like it says in the Pasuk, famous, other people say this also at the Klolos, when Hashem, you know, Sefer Dvorim, Hashem is going to defeat Hashem Eschem b'kol ha'amim, Hashem is going to scatter us throughout all the nations. U'bikashti mishom es Hashem Elokei achol matosa. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, and we'll seek out Hashem from there, meaning from Golos, u'matosa, and we'll find Hashem, we'll come back to Hashem in Achris Hayomim. So the Tzaddik said, learns here also, what's the pshat? From there, v'fitz Hashem eschem bo'amim, bikashtem mishom es Hashem elokecha. Mishom, dafka from God. He goes, how are we going to make it? We couldn't do it in Eretz Yisrael with the base of Mikdash and the Nevi'im and everything else, and we still didn't, not only didn't we make it, but we caused destruction to the Jewish people. How is it that we're going to be able to do it in Golus? How are we going to fulfill Hashem's mission for us in Golis, when we don't have a Nogu, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, how's that going to happen? Well, for Kerev, we've got Tumas Ta'amim, the Tumah of Eretz Ta'amim. How are we going to do that? Ubikashim et Hashem Elokecho, Misham, from there, saying, the Lech Chom, Mi'atzva, Dafka from Golis. The Midrash says, G'doyle, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has mamid more tzaddikim, he established for Christ more tzaddikim, after the Beis HaMikdash and before the Beis HaMikdash, during the Beis
HaMikdash. Wow.
Talmud Bavli, Kishmoy Kainu, the name testifies, it's all from Kutz, all the Gdoyle Yisrael that we deal with, almost all of them on a daily basis are from Kutz Lord. The Torah was Nisrabo. The Torah grew both in size and in quality more in Kutz Lord, outside of Eretz Yisrael, than in Eretz Yisrael. The Golos Mishom, from there, Umatzosa, from there you're going to find the Rabbeinu Shalom.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't go to my parents, can you get even more quick?
See what the Yitzhar will do?
Yeah.
Stomach you didn't have in mind, because you knew you had to leave, so you didn't have mind to leave anyway. So it says, how is that going to happen? It's because when Klal Yisrael is in Golis, they're going to be more motivated to seek Hashem with their whole heart and with their whole soul. Mikashim Hashem, the strength of the Bikush, the strength of the seeking of Hashem, when Hashem is hidden and concealed, is much more intense than when He's revealed. Which is part of the psychology of a human being, that when you can't find something, you look for it harder than it's right, when it's right in front of you.
Huh.
That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu also, you shouldn't worry about where you come from, dafka from there, mi'artzko, mi'latzko, from that place where you were born, how were you born, as lowly as he was, and as defective as he was, that's how you're going to fix yourself. El Horech Asher Areko, to the land where I'm going to show you. Meaning, so the Meir Simcha says here, similar to what Rav Tzadik is alluding to here, Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chokmah says the same thing. Lech lecho ma'atzim alatzim beit avicho elo oret asher areko. When you get there, it says, I'm going to show you yourself. Hashem wasn't, asher areko is not going on, he's going to show him Eretz Yisrael, he's going to show him himself, he's going to bring out the godless of Avraham Avinu, is going to come out when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and how is that going to happen? Dafka, what Rav Tzadik is saying, Dafka, what the way it's going to happen is because me malatko me beis avicho. The Midrash, Rav Tzadik brings a Midrash. The Midrash says like this. L'cho tal yaldu secho. Pasuk in Tanakh. L'cho tal yaldu secho. To you is the dew of your younger years of your childhood. L'fi shohoyo, this is the Midrash. L'fi shohoyo avinu Avraham mispachet. In the Midrash before, Hashem, Avraham avinu was afraid. V'oimer, and he was saying to himself, Toimer sheyesh biyodi ofen. I had sins in the past. Shayisi oivet avodas kochovim. I myself, Avraham Avinu says, I was in there, you know, bowing, you know, kissing the feet, bringing the karbonos, the whole business. Kol ashoni malolu, all those years, he was doing avodas zorah. He's wondering, you know, this is maybe not the right way, but he did the avodas zorah, mamish, with all the rest of the people. This pasuk, lecho tal yaldusef, that's the dew of your youth. Ma tal ze poreya, just like the dew. You go in the summer, you could witness it, right? You got up early, so all the cars were full of, you know, drops on all over the cars. It was soaking wet in the morning. Finished davening, it's all gone. All evaporates. Goes into nothingness. Just like dew evaporates, so too the sins of your youthful years evaporate. Just like the tal is a sign of blessing to the world. All of Eretz Yisrael is blessed with Tal. If it wouldn't be for Tal, for the dew, everything in Eretz Yisrael would die, because there's no rain from Pesach till after Sukkot. There's no rain in Eretz Yisrael. The whole 6 months of the year, there's no rain. How does everything survive? You look out in the valley there all summer long. It's green all summer long. How's it green? Tal. That's the dew. That's the source of life in Eretz Yisrael is dew. So too you are a brocha, you will be a brocha to the world. To the point. So now what is the Midrash saying? The Midrash is saying that Avraham Avinu was so worried about his youth, so worried about all the bad things he did in life. And of course Baruch Hu told him, first thing he told him, just like, there's two similarities to Tal, to do. He's telling Avraham Avinu, I'll give you a metaphor how you should relate to those years. As far as the virus that you did in those years, it's like Tal's here and 1 second is gone, the next is gone. It's evaporated. No sign of it. It's finished. It's not there. Not there anymore. It's gone. Past, the person does tshuva, he's completely misukan. The tshuva takes care of everything. He could even turn a person's sins into a brocha. Tshuva me'ava turns his sins into a virus. But more than that, said Tal Ma Tal Brocha Loilam, just like Tal, the dew is a blessing to the world, so too you are a blessing. Not that you are a blessing despite your avodas, despite where you came from. You are a blessing to the world because of where you came from. The Tal is a metaphor both for the sins and for the blessing. The same metaphor for both. And that fits with that's what Rav Tzadok is bringing out from this midrash, that the midrash is telling us the path, as bleak and as black and as negative as it may seem to us, in when we do tshuva, that itself becomes the brocha. The past itself becomes the brocha. How that is misgal is revealed to a person only as he continues in his path in avodas Hashem. But it's certainly the past, after a person does shuv, a person is not only entitled to look at his past, but it's the truth, and therefore he has to look at the past like that. But that's not, it wasn't because of him. Because Bohu deemed that it should be like that. Because Bohu determined that Avraham Avinu, when he came, his time came to come to the world, that he has to be born to Terah, the idol worshipper of Aram Naharaim. Didn't have to go into that family. He would have much rather been born into shame, Malki Tzedek's family. You know, get a good nice Oivdei Hashem family, and that would have been much happier. So then, now, if a person desires that type of lifestyle and sticks with it, so then you can't claim that it's all Hashem. Hashem's doing. But if a person does tshuva, Avraham Avinu did tshuva. And he elevated himself, and he went beyond the ways of the old world. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Tal Yaldu Secha, your youthful years, Lecho Tal Yaldu Secha, is a brocha. I chose, Hashem says, I put you there. I put you in that surrounding. Because your avodas Hashem, Avraham Avinu's mission in the world was to take lightness out of the darkness, and that's always the way of in Avodas Hashem, so that means over and over again in his Svarim, Leika from the Zohar, Leika and the Hurel, the Nofak Megoy Hashucha. Because Baruch Hu created the world, Breishis Bor Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Oretz Vor Toises Ovevo. The world is first chaos. Vayhi Ere, Vayhi Voiker. First there's night, then there's daytime. First there's Choshech, first there's darkness, then there's light. And the real value of light is only the light that escapes from the choshech, from the darkness. Lecho tal yaldu secho. Tal, the same metaphor for averus is the metaphor for brochot. Tal yaldu secho. If he would have gone in the way of Terach, continued the ways of Zora, so it would have been a horrible thing. His past and present and future would have been a horrible thing. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in that situation, and he did shuva, tal yaldu secho. The brochot is going to come from your yaldus. It's interesting, the Rambam says about Avraham Avinu that the whole world was astray, adrift from the MS. Only Avraham Avinu was the one who brought humanity back to the Emet. He began to think, as the Gemara says, I did bring other things. From 3 years old, he began to think, maybe this is not the right way, this Avodah Zarah. Till he came to the full awareness, the Rabban Hilchos Avodas Kochot in Perakal. Until he came to a full awareness of the Derech HaEmes. And the whole world is wrong. He came to the full Yada Shekol HaOilam Tovim. He knew everybody is in error. V'dovar Shegoram Lohem Litoi Zeh Shoigim Mesekuchovim. And the reason they are all making they are all living in this horrible way of life is because they serve the stars and the other celestial bodies with Asuras Ashovet Emes Midayt until they forgot completely the truth. How old was he when he came to this awareness, full awareness, and he started breaking the idols and destroying the myths of Avodah Zarah? Ben Arboim Shona Hikar Avraham Isbayer. When he was 40 years old, he came to a full awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he began his mission of destroying the Sheker and building the Emes. Came Shikir V'yoda, once he knew with absolute certainty, his film Lohoshiv Chuvitz began to debate people, and he brought people back to their Emes, etc. Ben Arboim Shon was 40 years old. All the Mephoshim and Kasha that the Gemara in the Dorim, the Farm Bay, says he was 48. But the Rambam's Girsa in the Gemara was 40. He was 40 years old when he came to the full awareness of the truth. And I would say that the Rambam's Girsa, the source of the Rambam's Girsa, is supported by this Midrash. L'cho tal yaldu secho. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him? Abram, you're so afraid. You're so anxious. You're so insecure because of your past. Tal Yal Yusecho. Tal is Gematria Lamed Tes 39. You're so afraid of those 39 years. Tal Yal Yusecho. Those 39 years is going to be a brocha. Not a chisorum. It's not going to weigh you down. Those 39 years are what's going to make you into Avraham Avinu. Now Lech Lecha. Now you can go. Now that you have the proper outlook on your past, you can go now and be mashing yourself and build yourself up to the person that you're supposed to be. So the greatness in Torah and the greatness in Emunah that only Avraham Avinu was able to accomplish. So when Avraham Avinu, he understood this, Hagivin Lo Mizbeach, and he built an altar, Hashem Anir Eilo. He built an altar to Hashem who appeared to him. Meaning that he saw with complete clarity what his mission was, his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this message sunk in, was able to absorb this message to its, and appreciate it to its fullest. Similar concept, the Meir Simcha says, the Meshech Chokhma, so a person might think, Meir Simcha, that his body is a tremendous interference, a tremendous mask, a mechitza, a block between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nefesh on its own knows the Rebbeinu Shalom, yearns for the Rebbeinu Shalom, wants to do Hashem's Ratzon. Problem is the body interferes. However, it says in Tanakh, Mi besori echa ze eloika. From my flesh I can see the Rebbeinu Shloim. From the body you're going to see the Mibzori Echazel Loika. From the Nefesh you see the Rebbeinu Shloim. You don't see it from the body. The Sefer Meir Simcha, similar principle. We think, the way we view our relationship to Hashem is if we could only be more neshamadik and less physical. And that's how we understand Olam Habo also. There's no more physical interference. We don't have to sleep. We don't yearn to eat. We don't have problems where to put our eyes, where not to put our eyes. We don't have any of those problems. Olam Habo, Olam HaNeshama is completely Torah V'Kodesh. No physicality interfere with us in Hashem. That's the way we view the body. So we view the Nefesh as the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
and the body as that which blinds us, interferes between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Comes the turn, says, "Sorry, from my flesh I can see Hashem." How does that work? Says Rav Meir Simcha from the Torah, because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, Limud Torah, Mitzvah Torah, that through the mitzvahs of Torah and Limud Torah, we can purify the body so it does not interfere with the re'iyah, with the ability of the nefesh to see and connect to Hashem. The whole problem is the body. So, like it says in the Gemara Kedushin, Barasi Torah, Barasi Yetzahora, Barasi Torah Tavdin, Hashem created the Yetzahora, but there's a remedy for it, Torah. Torah is the remedy for the body, that the body doesn't take over us. The body isn't the thing that determines how we look at the world. It's the nefesh, the way we look at the world. It's our connection with Hashem which determines the way we look at the world. So we can purify the body to the extent that it doesn't interfere with the natural strength and clarity of the nefesh. But beyond the abilities of the nefesh, you can't get. So you would think, says Rav Meir Simcha, that in itself is a great chiddush, that the Torah will purify the body so it doesn't interfere anymore. But you can't go beyond the koach of the nefesh. Koach of the nefesh is to see Hashem because it's not physical, just like Hashem is not physical, the nefesh is not physical. There's no interference between the nefesh and the Ribbono and Shel Olam. You can't get clearer than that. You can't get better than the nefesh. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's a mistake. Mibesori echeze eloika. From the body, echeze is a mayor simple, like a telescope. You take a telescope and you focus it on the moon. You blow it up 1,000 times. 1,000 times greater. Mibisori echeze loika is a mayor simple. Because we have a body and a Torah which addresses the body, we magnify the ability of the nefesh to see thousands fold. Much more than the nefesh could see on its own, it will be able to see after we purify the body with Torah. So dafka, because the body, why do we have a Torah? We have a Torah because we have a body. If we didn't have a body, we wouldn't need mitzvahs of Torah, we wouldn't need yigiyahs of Torah. All the life of Torah that we have, which requires us to exert ourselves, to toil in Torah, to live a life of mysterious nefesh, Torah and mitzvahs, it's all because we're flesh and blood. If we're malachim, we could just, you know, we got a Kabbalah center, right? We just the Todas Torah. But the Torah life, with all that we apply to living a Torah life, the Kochas HaNefesh we put into it, it's all because we have a body. So the Torah and the body are a means, not only, it's not just the Torah, it's like Heicha Timsa, Nebuch, you have a body. Nebuch, you have a body, I'm going to help you out. Barasi Yetzahora, Barasi Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzahora. You know what? You're talking, you're disadvantaged, you're a special child. You know, you need some help. You know, you have this body. I'm going to give you, don't worry, I'll give you all this. But you'll never be really any something really great because you got this body. Nefesh, a nefesh, right? Your nefesh will be like it used to be. Comes to Meir Simcha and says, no, that's not the chance. Machazer, Lashon, Echazer, Loika is a huge, bigger than life vision. That bigger than life vision, that telescopic view that magnifies things thousands of times over, is only possible Nibisori, because I have a body. And a Torah that I apply to the body, that elevates the Re'iyah, the ability of our nefesh to connect to the Bosham more than the Malachim. The Malachim will never get to the connection, the depth of connection, understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person can get to because he has a body with her. Was there a malach in the world who understood Hashem better than Moshe Rabbeinu? No. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the malachim. So this is a similar idea that Rav Meir Simcha is saying, similar to the idea that Rav Tzadok says, dafka because of the thing that which we view as the biggest problem, that in itself is the Makor HaBrocha, is the source of the blessing. And that's how we should look at ourselves. This is how we should look at the past, whatever background you came from, whatever roots you came from. Never, if I'm not really, but I'm thankful that I got what I got. Topic I'm happy with the piece that I got. But Nebuch, I was one of those unfortunate characters who didn't get the good pedigree. Complete mistake. Dafka, the 39 years of Avraham Avinu's childhood, of his youth, that was the bracha. Those tal, those lamed tes years of Avodah Zorah, simon bracha loyalim. That's the bracha that you're going to bring. Dafka, because of those years, that you're going to be able to come in Avraham Avinu. Dafka, not despite us, but dafka. That's how we should look at our past, at our roots, whatever they may be. That's how we should look at yesterday. That's how we should look at 5 minutes ago if we made a mistake. Any mass of any situation that a yid gets into and he realizes, what did I do? What a stupid thing, whatever. Why didn't I apply myself more? Why didn't I see things clearer? Why didn't I exert myself more? The way to look at it is, now I'm doing tshuva. And because I stumbled yesterday or 5 minutes ago, I'm going to be a better person for it. It's going to be mekor habrava. It's going to be a source of blessing for me and for everybody around me. That should be our istaklus evolution. If we'll look at ourselves like that, we'll look at our past like that, we'll look at 5 minutes ago like that, the bracha will feel like we have a bracha. What's the alternative? Carrying around a big bag of shrutzim, a big bag of cockroaches. Right? I made a terrible mistake. Another piece of trash on my neshama, another piece of trash on my body. You walk around, everything you walk with is, you got a curse shadowing over you. There's a curse with you everywhere. Cursed by my past, cursed by my mother, cursed by my father, cursed by 5 minutes ago, cursed by this, cursed by that. Ve'yeh brocha. Tal yadu secho tal. It's a brocha. It's going to be a brocha. All those mistakes are going to be a brocha for me and for everybody around me. That's the way we have to look at the past. Of course, if you have a choice, it's better not to sin. But, right? But, I'm not saying go sin and then turn it into a bracha. Vaday not. Right? But if we did sin, if we did something, we fell short of what we expected from ourselves, then we turn back and we do tshuva. But we feel we're shackled by it. We're weighted down by it. It's a mistake. We have to look at it differently. We have to look at it as, now that I'm doing tshuva, the fact that I made that error is going to be a bracha for me and for other people. How? Like in Golus. Definitely, because you made the mistake, you're going to try harder, you're going to see things with more clarity, you're going to be less tempted, you're going to be able to help other people. There's infinite ways how a person's past can become a source of bracha for himself and for other people, and those things are hidden, maybe only revealed to you, and nobody else knows about. Maybe nobody else knows about. And sometimes they're hidden from you also. I got a Avraham Avinu, it was hidden from him. He didn't know. He's pachad. Maybe it's all my veirs of Avodah Zorah is going to weigh me down. He says, Lech Lecho, Me'ar Lecho. That's where you're going to get it from your past. There's a Shem Yav Mechazik ourselves, that there's nothing that can come between us and the Rebbeinu. Even the body with all its problems, the Sori Echazel Lech. That's good. From there, I'm going to do a good Hashem Yisrael. Vosh, Shishad, we're going to grow up on the Shlocha, full of the truth of Shabbat Kodesh, with the spark and inspiration of Shabbos Kodesh, that every single day that we say, Ayon Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, reconnect to Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Yom Revi, I'm anticipating for the next Shabbos Kodesh, because really our whole Shabbos, our whole life comes from the chizuk that we get on Shabbos Kodesh.